Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, our guests for this month's Art and Culture segment are Teresa Tackman. She's the chair of the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board, and Melissa O'Brien, the Planning and Legal Affairs Lead for Basin Recreation. And Hadley Dynack, of course, in the studio as well. She runs the Park City Summit County Arts Council, and they're all here to discuss the future is now. It's a mural project in a planned in a tunnel below 224th Street, that was otherwise known as Highway 224. Man, I'm in an altered state. And it will connect the visitor center with Redstone. The goal of this project is to use the creative process to bring a cross-section of young people together and execute a mural that reflects a youth-oriented vision of our community and an illustration of their hopes for the future. Welcome, everyone, to The Mountain Life.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Again, so this is the existing tunnel.
It is the existing tunnel.
Okay.
Basin Recreation has a tunnel that runs from the old Whole Foods over across 224.
Okay. And we've been using this tunnel, I think it was installed maybe 8 years ago, something like that.
Gosh, before my time, but that sounds about right.
Okay. And it's just been plain concrete walls up until this point.
That's right. And it's a really heavily used tunnel. We're always looking to get people out on their bikes and on their rollerblades and with strollers and walking. And people use that tunnel every day. So we're really excited to put something fun in there.
Why has that tunnel not had something fun? Because all the other tunnels that I can think of, there's one on Poison Creek with artwork. There's the one by the Christian Center with artwork. There's even the one further down on Bonanza by White Pine. Uh-huh. I think that one has artwork as well.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah.
And all of those tunnels are either city tunnels or the school district has put art in those tunnels. Mm-hmm. And so this is our first tunnel we'll put art in.
Yay, welcome to the party.
Thank you.
That's exciting. So where did the idea come from for convening these various groups of youth? I mean, it makes sense that our youth do murals because they, as we know, they're artistic and creative and they're not as scrutinizing of their own art as adults are.
Well, this is Teresa from the Summit County Public Arts Board, and Basin Rec contacted us. They were looking to do something in that tunnel. And they wanted it to be artistic and, of course, came to the Summit County Public Arts Council and said, we want to partner with you. We want, your assistance. The reason it is connected with the youth is the youth were kind of taking over the tunnel. And they started tagging it a little and mm-hmm. using it. And we said, this is their tunnel. They identify with it. Let's do something in this tunnel that has meaning to them so they feel inclusive. And, I mean, that's really what public arts venue is. It's to take the community and get them involved through art in their community with each other, with the landscapes, etc. So it was just perfect to involve the youth at this point and say, this is your project. We will help facilitate the project, but we want it to be yours.
And so which groups are coming together to come up with the mural, Hadley?
Well, and Melissa, you can chime in too, but so this is a three-way partnership project between the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board, which Teresa chairs, the Basin Rec, and the Park City Summit County Arts Council. So we've been working actually since about 2016 on this idea, and it originally started with a conversation with Ron Jackenthal, who came and said, a lot of kids are tagging the tunnel and going to the tunnel to memorialize my son, Sam. And maybe we want to think about putting something in there that they can be involved in creating that is beautiful and long-lasting and meaningful and connecting to their interests. And that kind of started a cascade of conversations with the Basin and the Public Art Board and the Arts Council, and it's evolved from there. So and I think that there's been a lot of things, as we all know, in our community, particularly around our young people with behavioral health issues, substance use, differences between different peer groups. And so we thought, why not create an opportunity to bring groups together? That's what art can do, mm-hmm. you know, bring people together that may not see that they have something in common with someone else and have them work together to design a project together. We've reached out, I think, to about, 25 to 30 different youth groups, and those leaders are pushing the call for participation out to their audiences and their young people. But anybody can sign up. This is not about somebody who's joining in with an organization. It's open to the whole community. And maybe I'll just take a second here and say that the way this is going to go is we've hired an artist who's from New York. His name is Bisco Smith. He's a visual artist. He works in he's inspired by music and graffiti and street art, but his work shows in galleries all around the world. He just finished a residency in Japan. And he's organizing some work groups. They're creative work sessions where kids can register. They're May 9th and May 10th. And Skull Candy has offered to host them because you can see the tunnel from the Skull Candy headquarters. Plus, Skull Candy is a fun place to hang out. So those are available to anybody that wants to register. And I think, Teresa, you can sign up on the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board website for that. And they're filling up quick.
And it is also linked from the Basin Recreation website, if that's easier to remember. And we have a spot there that you can find the appropriate place to register.
Okay.
And are there going to be proposals that this artist helps the kids come up with that it will be decided upon and chosen? Or is it really hands-off and whatever you kids want to do? I mean, hypothetically, they could come up with a living, breathing mural that changes day to day because they're adding to it. But how are you going to go about kind of making a selection?
You know, one of the reasons we chose Bisco Smith is he had an amazing video that he sent us of a similar project that he did in South Africa. And it is guided, but it's definitely driven by the kids. And he uses words and street art to kind of, and they come up with the words, they come up with the design, and then he makes it into something that's very guided and organized. And so it's a little of both.
Yeah. And I guess the kids would like that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to love it. Kids would like that.
Well, I was telling these guys that this is a tough demographic for us sometimes to get this age group involved in basin recreation programs. And we were so thrilled with this project because of that. And the response already has been overwhelming. So it's really a testament to these guys and the artist, I think, that we chose and just the project in general. We're really excited.
So, Teresa, you've got these May 9th and 10th workshops, and they're going to be held at Skull Candy.
Correct.
When is the mural going to be splashed onto those concrete walls?
Within 2 days of those workshops, we'll be having the mural go up. So Bisco is coming with all his supplies. He's also bringing some assistants with him. The creative process is going to take place over those workshops. One of the things I wanted to mention, too, I mean, it's the guidance is the future is now. We really want to see what these kids think their future is and where they see their future going. We did not want to give them ideas about pretty landscapes or, you know, relationships or anything like that. We really wanted to come from them. So within a couple of days of those workshops, Bisco will be prepping and the kids will come back and assist with the actual implementation of the project. So they'll be painting in the tunnel with him and helping to create this art.
Right.
And how many kids are you allowing to be part of this process? And is there an age range are you targeting?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Tim. So the age range is 11 to 18. We consciously and intentionally wanted to focus on middle school and above. As Melissa said, sometimes this group is hard to bring together, and they're running in their own packs, and we want to create some opportunities for them maybe to cut across those packs. And there are right now are two workshops with a capacity for 30 students. Each or 30 kids each. We're looking at, because of the early demand for participation, we're looking at trying to expand that. And we're also talking to Bisco about ways that we can offer opportunities for engagement by sharing ideas or other things before and during the production of the mural if somebody can't come to one of the workshops. So it doesn't feel like it's just for the kids that were there, but it's for everybody.
And are the kids limited to a school district?
Summit County.
It's okay, anywhere in Summit County. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This sounds like so much fun. So no doubt it will be a great spectator event. Are you promoting it that way as well? So the days that the mural is being painted, obviously there will be media there, but it sounds like a really great community event to me. So who else are you inviting, Melissa?
Gosh, I don't even know if we've established a list there. We're just trying to, we were so encouraged, like I said, with the early interest here, and now that's our next project, is getting the word out, and thank you all for having us here to start that.
Mm-hmm. So when you say such a strong early interest, how many kids do you already have signed up for those workshops out of a possible 30?
So the number I heard yesterday was 43 over the weekend for the two. So 43 out of the 60.
Oh, wow. So you better register soon. Again, what's the easiest way to find the registration?
Well, like I said, you can always find it on our website, basinrecreation.org. I believe it's under the events as well as teen programming under recreation. And that would link over to the, there's just one central registration site that's housed with
Summit County. Summit County. It's on the summitcounty.org.
Okay.
Website, yes.
All right. And which tab under summitcounty.org?
Public art.
Public art. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes those tabs get tricky.
They do.
It's hard to
they
find
do.
Things.
Do we have any other tunnels that need to be muraled?
We're already looking.
Well, we have one huge tunnel right outside the KPCW studios. It's called China Bridge. What can we do about that, Hadley?
Well, there's actually an open call for artists for public art in the China Bridge lot right now, and you can find information about that on the Park City Public Art Board website. And I think there are four spaces in China Bridge that are available for artists to propose ideas. So lots of public art mural painting going on in Summit County right now, which is pretty exciting.
It's really exciting. I love murals. And, you know, I'm not as familiar with art as you all are, but, you know, this whole graffiti art movement that seems like it's become really popular. Now, every time I see this beautiful graffiti art on the side of a railroad car, I'm trying to decide if it's graffiti and tagging or if it's art. Is it both?
Yeah.
What is it?
Have we changed, or has the art changed?
Right.
Because I view it very differently, too. 20 years ago, I was like, oh, look at that graffiti. Isn't that... you know, awful, cluttering up my visual experience. And now I look at it and I'm like, man, that is just wonderful urban art.
I think it's the acceptance of expression that has changed. So, and how people can and choose to express themselves and where. I mean, art is not just going to museums and galleries anymore. And that's what public art is about. It's trying, again, to get the community involved. You don't have to go to the museum. You don't have to pay to go to a gallery. Art should be available to everybody, and the expression of art shouldn't be limited.
How do you think the artists feel who 20 years ago or 30 years ago, let's even go a little further back, and they were like, no, this isn't graffiti, this isn't clutter, this is art. And the rest of us were like, oh, it's not art. And now it's become mainstream. Do you think those artists are, you know, have mixed feelings about their urban art being embraced by the mainstream? And are they looking for some other expression that would be cutting edge?
Well, you know, the one thing I'll tell you about artists is they are always looking for something different,
right,
to have some different way to express their feelings or themselves or, you know, their messaging. But the ones that the artists we have worked with, and again, when we went out for this RFP to get people to respond to murals, they are embracing it. They love the fact that their art is now viewable by so many different people and in their everyday life. So, you know, art becomes part of everyday life, and they really embrace that.
Hmm. That was a great conversation. Thank you all for joining us. And I just have one more thing, and Hadley, I'll let you speak for a moment. I have a request once we get to China Bridge that the mural outside KPCW really expresses that, like finding your voice and spreading your voice, and has really great radio themes. Is that too much to ask? as a radio host.
Are you giving directions?
No, not at all.
I think that the Park City Public Art Advisory Board is very excited to review the proposals that come in, and that's a great idea. So if you're an artist out there considering submitting, think about that one. I just wanted to add, and this is actually connected to what we talked about last month, is one of the great things about this project, in addition to it being a youth engagement project first with a public art outcome, is that it's a partnership between recreation and art. So we're really looking at ways that we can bring art to other community priorities and build partnerships, because I think when as Teresa was saying as we were waiting, when people come together, you know, you really come up with a better solution all around.
Okay, so May 9th and 10th, these youth workshops with Bisco Smith, an artist from New York, that'll be taking place at Skull Candy and probably walking out to the tunnel as well. And then a couple days later, so is that the 11th and 12th? That weekend following the 9th and 10th. Okay. And that's when this beautiful mural will go up. What an exciting project. Melissa, Teresa, and Hadley, thanks for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thanks
for
so
having
much.
Us.